Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hey, fuckers. How you doing? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to the first clip of 2021.
Wow.
This is our podcast, guys. We fucked the anti-slut shaming podcast. This week's guest is healer, medium, Reiki master, Alex March. This is a great way to start your year and just completely spiral out of control.
Hell
in
yeah.
A good way. And if you want to hear more, you're going to go to luminarypodcast.com, where you can get special content from people like Roxane Gay, Michael Rapaport, etc. for only $2.99 a month.
Life is exhausting. I drink coffee. Yeah. I think everybody is different in their gifts. I think that there's a certain level of hypervigilance from childhood that comes with like your empathic gifts. I think everybody is just doing what makes them happy and feels good to them in the best way that they could assist in helping another person. Like if you feed off of other people, you know, for us having mommy issues, like we need that attention from others. So I have a little bit of both of what you have.
So all I know about you is everything you post on your Instagram, but I don't, Corinne was reading your bio
and I was like holy shit.
She was like, holy shit. And I was like, what do you mean? So what's your story? Like what?
It's so interesting. I'm sure you're tired of like going through it, but I think it's just so fascinating that we would need at least like the highlights of what brought you to doing the work that you're doing today.
So I was just going to say, is it okay if I curse? And then I remember the name of this podcast.
Of course. It's fucking fine.
So I was born. I was an emergency C-section. I like came out super late. It was either my mom was going to die or I was going to die.
Oh, wow.
At this point in life, I've tried dying twice. I've tried offing myself twice. It never works out. I didn't intentionally. I just realized.
Oh, I was like, do you suck at suicide?
I realized my dark humor may go over some heads there.
We're very dark as well. So you're good.
So I was supposed to die at birth. I came out, whatever kind of life I had. And then around 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, I used to get like woken up by people that to me, when you're little, you're like, no, this is normal. Like, this is fine. Right.
Right.
And then it just kept going and going throughout my life. And then I remember I was probably like 10 and I said to my dad, I was like, Dad, I think I'm like a psychic. And he goes, okay.
Whoa. Oh, that's cool. Like, that he wasn't like you,
yeah,
witch.
He was just like, okay. And I'm like, okay.
What kind of people were waking you up? Because I'm taking this psychic course thing. It's like this weird, like Corinne's taking it too. And
make
she's
sure
talking,
you're not getting scammed.
No. This is,
paying. Good. We're not even paying for it.
Yeah.
It's a Renovita program.
That's another thing I do. I don't even like the word psychic. I've been scammed before. Yeah.
Oh, there was
the word psychic.
A psychic healer told my mother that I have been bulimic since I was 16, but to never tell me about it because I can't know that my mom knows, apparently. And that made a rift in my relationship with my mom. For I didn't talk to her for like a year. And then I found out that she said that. I don't know, though. Who knows what? But like a psychic had allegedly told her that I was, but I wasn't. So I was like, okay. Anyway,
that's like the psychics that tell you that there's a curse on your love life. And for $1,000, they'll light a candle and your love soulmate will come to you and it'll be a fairy tale.
That also reminds me that I owe my local psychic $300 from like 10 years ago. Oops.
I think that's just, she's not going to be owed anymore.
She did one of those to me.
Off
but
the
we're I was learning about starseed. So I don't know if that's something that... starseed.
So
people.
I personally, the way that I am, I don't resonate with any of that. I don't really resonate with any of the witchy stuff. I respect it. I value it. I do use some like pagan tools in what I do, but for me, it's energy. Energy is energy. I am a conduit of energy. I feel energy. Soul is energy. Like for me, because I'm so into like Chinese medicine and acupressure and all those things, but I also did go to a medical program. So I believe in the physiological aspects of trauma. So I don't just think that like, oh, I'm having a panic attack. Oh, like a lot of people call that a psychic attack. To me, I'm like, that's an amygdala hijack from trauma. Your cortisol levels are being raised. And yeah, someone could have triggered that or sent you some bad shit. But like, you regardless, need to know that this is your physical body. Like,
it's your neurobiology. Yes.
So I don't really, because I think too, because I'm a medium, you know, I've never talked to a soul that didn't. I don't know. I just, I have a hard time with that stuff, but that's okay because that's just not my resonance.
Right.
And I think that that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, they say that they're starseed, indigo, Pleiadian. Atlantis people. then there you go into the Dorian virtue, and then it's angels, fairies, all that. I just think it's whatever anyone resonates with and makes them happy and their soul is happy and feels alive.
I fucks with that.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you almost died at birth during the C-section. You people would wake you up when you were a kid. You told your dad that you were a psychic medium and he was like, cool, which that's a great.
I didn't say medium so much, but like I knew
psychic.
I had said the word psychic because like when I was that age, Sylvia Brown was on Maury or Montel or whatever, like every other episode. And I remember I would watch her and be like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, yeah. Yeah, right. I totally get what she's saying. And so I had realized like really early on that I would like hear in my head what other people were thinking. And I would say it out loud. And like people would be like, and it just, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you know, the feeling of when you have to pee and you're just like, yes, I have to pee.
Yeah.
Like to me, it was just like, yes, I am psychic. Like, yes, this is what I do. Now knowing I don't believe in predicting the future. I believe in path work. I think predicting the future is manipulation. But there is soul work. So that's just why I don't fuck with that word, but like I used to, whatever. But so, yeah. And my dad was just like, yeah, that's cool. So is my mom and like my grandma. And I'm like, oh, tight. Like,
cool, chill, dad.
All right, dude. Yeah. Cool. Is it a known genetic thing to be like have psychics run in the family?
I think so. Yeah.
It feels like it would be, but
yeah, I think because if you think about it, you know, DNA mutates throughout generations and there is a certain type of different energy in the DNA of somebody that's a healer or, you know, for me, physical empath. Like when I first filmed, I was asked to be on TV so many times and I finally like caved and like actually filmed the show, but I pulled out of it because, they wanted me to lie about something. And I was just like, yeah, that's why I'm not into this shit.
Yeah. TV's always like that, man. Reality, like anything like reality based, they're always asking you to lie.
I will never sell my soul for a paycheck.
Yeah.
Nothing. This gift means everything to me and it will be genuine forever.
That really resonates with everything you post. Like you could tell right away when you go to your page that you're just so not full of shit and you've overcome a bunch of stuff.
Thank you.
Just have
so
an appreciation
much
for the human experience that resonated with me right away.
You can also tell by like the East Coast accent. I just trust people more. I'm like from Jersey.
I know if you're from the Northeast, I trust you more.
I was like, when you open your mouth, I was like, okay, this is good. This is headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn, Staten Island.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I was going to make a joke and say the only other podcast I've ever been on, like, if you want to guess where I'm from, was Snookies.
We had JWoww on ours.
We went to JWoww's house once. It was dope.
That's so funny.
Yeah, bedroom for her dog.
Yeah, she is. So they're all super nice.
What is your mommy issue? What is your experience with a fucked up mom? Because you had something that I don't even know if I want to reread because I'm going to cry. But just coming from a fucked up mom is hard, basically. Here we go. Coming from a fucked up mother will land you in so many situations where you accept disrespect, tiptoe in responsibility for others' moods. Oh, my God. And never fully discover your fire. Thank God for those who broke us enough to figure it out, to take our divine power back.
Damn, I just felt my own words.
Good. Good. They're pretty great.
Thank you.
I love being moved by my own words, I gotta say.
We are often moved by our own words.
Oh, this is such a good vibe. We all have the same dark fucking humor.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it was pretty much just somebody that, like, and I think it's all narcissistic mothers. I think that they start off thinking that they want to be a mom, but they haven't healed their own maternal issues. And then before they know it, they're projecting everything that they went to onto their child, especially their daughter, because their daughter represents, like, because I think, and obviously I'm not a psychologist. This is just my intuitive feelings that I feel. And I feel like I have to preface that, because anytime you fucking say something on TikTok, people are like, are you a trained professional in this? And it's like, shut the fuck up. Pretty much. Yeah. I have a master's degree. I've been abused enough to know how this works.
I got abused into a doctorate. Okay. Fuck off.
Get the fuck out of my street training. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that there's a level of self-hatred in them. And
they
see this innocence and purity in something that they created, and they want to destroy it.
Yeah. Why do they want to destroy it?
I don't know. Cause I can't, I'm in this place in my life where I was like, you know, I'm just gonna, you know, not care so much about people and want to go above and beyond for them. I'm just, you know, boundaries. And I have really healthy boundaries at this point in my life, but I also don't have the capacity to know that anyone feels bad and I can, like, help it. So I don't know. I don't know how you could hurt. I can't hurt anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you abuse animals, children, women, then I'll fucking beat the shit out of you, because I have those credentials too. But
yeah. We hoped you liked that clip from our interview with Alex March. If you want to hear the whole thing, and the whole thing's from other people like Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, and Lena Dunham, you can go over to luminarypodcasts.com and you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month. Bitch.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.